You can't tell it like I can. What Jesus did for me. You can't tell it like I can. How Jesus set me free. You can't tell it like I can. No matter how you try. You can't tell it like I can. I'll tell it till I die. Ain't nobody tell it like you can. I wonder if I could get a good husky amen for everybody over 60.
Amen!
You knew who was snapping beans this morning in the kitchen? 90 years old. 90 years old snapping beans in the kitchen. I went in there. We had an old folks rally yesterday. Ought to have more of them. I think I may be, you hear people starting things, I believe I'm going to start that. All across the country, old folks rally. Of course, we got to have some firebrands. I don't want no pouting puppers, because they can't sit in a certain chair all the time putting their entire family reunion up over it. I want folks that's sanctified. You're out of it, you ain't old enough yet. He's wanting in it so bad. Yesterday, I thought I was going to have to tell him to sit down. Had to be over 60 to get in it. I'm really not joking. I love it. When you get them hundreds and hundreds of years down here praying for you, you're going to shake things up.
You are.
Huh? Praise the good Lord. I thought about an old preacher brother down in Oklahoma went to the hospital, walked past the room, and colored woman laying in there. Of course, white's a color. I don't know why they ever said color to you. White's a color. Anyhow, there's a black woman laying in there. And the Spirit touched him. You ever have it happen to you? I have. I butted right into business. Wasn't even mine. Took completely control of it. I looked at a woman this morning. I said, "You, how you feeling?" I said, "You're discouraged, ain't you? You're worried, ain't you?" "Yeah," she said, "I am." He walked in that black woman's room, and she laying on the bed, and Spirit touched him, walked up to her, said, "Woman, don't you know God can help you?" Never seen her in his life. Said, "Don't you know God can heal you?" "Yes, I do," she said. Jumped out of the bed, that little shorty gown on, went to dancing all over the room. He is dancing one way and she is dancing another. And Sister Lewis is standing there and saying, "My God, help us, before the law comes in and rests the whole bunch." God healed her that quick. I called the wrong number, but got the right person a while back. I was in my office over my little old church, first office I've had in 9 churches in 47 years. Got an office, telephone in it and everything, chair. I rang this number and I called the wrong number, but got the right person. Woman said, "Hello." I said, "Hello, who's this?" She said, "This is Liza." I said, "Liza, where in the world are you?" She said, "Laying over here in this hospital bed, bad sick." I know the Lord is working. He knows how to cross your lines up so you can get right. I'm going to talk a while. I might not preach. You know, I've rolled one message all night and give it up at daylight. I give it completely up at daylight. Rolled it all night long.
Woo!
I just like it. I don't understand that, but that's the way Uncle Herman used to do when they hunted coons with the old hounds back home. And it just seemed to help out. We could build a fire and wait on the tree, and that once in a while Herman said, "Oop, get him, Blue." Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, old Blue would turn her on. After a while, Herman said, "He's treed," and we just run off the banks and into the fences and fell on the hole and went for the tree. It's just something about that helps you out. I said, "Liza, what in the world's wrong?" She said, "I'm bad sick." "Liza," I said, "don't you know God can help you?" "Yes, I do." "Hey, hey, 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 hey," she said. "And hey, 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 I got that hey, hey, hey meeting on the other end of it." I never did get in one of them hey, hey, hey meetings till Liza put me in it. She said, "I wonder, would you read me a verse or two from the Bible?" "Read till I give out, Liza." She said, "Would you turn up Isaiah 53? Great God, I went to reading that. I've read the whole chapter. She said, "Hey, hey, 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 hey." I said, "Go ahead and hey, 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 all you want to down there. That must be in the Bible somewhere." You know, I said, Did you ever hear anybody preach under such unction and anointing till you'd have backed them if they wasn't preaching the truth even because of this anointing? So you said, that's got to be right. I heard Brother R.W. preaching, and he said, the Lord hope me. Somebody said he don't know his English. I said, you better hush your mouth and talk it like he talks it. What you better do. You didn't read the book. No, I said, he hath hope unto his servant Israel. What the Bible said. He hath hope unto his servant Israel. You want to leave him alone?
Yes, sir.
Great God, you better leave him alone. Claude Ely used to sing, there can't no grave. That's poor English. You better leave it alone.
Amen.
You better sing it like he sung it. That's the way I sang it. Can't no grave hold my body down. Huh? We got too many people too quick to criticize what they don't know nothing about anyway. She said, I wonder would you read it one more time? People sitting out in my church wouldn't say amen to me reading the Bible, and a woman laying over in the hospital is hollering and shouting every verse I read. I read it again. And she said, another lady in the room with me, I said, I don't know what she's doing, Liza, but I know what you're doing. God's helping you. Well, I just thought I'd tell you that. I'm going to talk on a simple little thought. That's all I've ever preached on since I've been preaching. I never have done no deep preaching. I've seen the fellows thought they could tell you how deep the bottomless pit was and what the third part of the stars the dragon drew out of the heaven with his tail. They thought they'd really compass something. The fact of the matter is, most of us are just common, uneducated people, and they're the people that heard Jesus gladly, and if you're trying to preach for anybody else, you're going to cut your own throat and starve yourself to death. Amen. Amen. It's good to be with Ralph. It ain't hard to preach where he's at. Ain't a harmful bone in him. Ain't a harmful bone in him. We are so happy to be over here with these people in another camp meeting. It'll soon come to close. We're having a big camp meeting. Did you know it?
Yes, sir.
I've actually been to meeting. We had the biggest meeting that Bristow we just about ever had. One year, we had 115 house trailers sitting out there, and this old boy had never been to a meeting like it in his life. Lord, they're singing slow singing, fast singing, spiritual singing, dead singing. We're singing every kind of singing you could sing. It ought to suit somebody. I mean, we was having one kind of a meeting. And you know, after church, went up with him, walking across the ground. I said, what do you think about it? He said, I thought the music was just a little too loud. Cooked him everything we could cook him. Sung every way we could sing. Prayed the very best, preached the best preaching we could preach, and he thought the music was just a little too loud. Listen, if you've got an old critical spirit, you'll never be a blessing to yourself or nobody else. Amen. Amen. Your outlook has a whole lot to do with the way you look. Amen. Good preacher brother down home said your spiritual altitude will make you or break you. Your attitude will either help you be a success or ruin you. Amen? Glory to God, Philip. I wrote that message all night. I'm glad I got half a month of that. And that was the biggest old message. I was trying my best to preach that here, and I can't no more preach that than nothing. I don't know whether I will be able to preach it or not. Too deep for me. I didn't understand what I was going to preach no how. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Walked in a man's hospital room. He said, can't be operated on because my heart's so bad. It'll kill me, and if they don't operate on me, I'll die. I said, you got yourself painted right into the corner, ain't you? Your heart's so bad they can't operate on you, and if they don't operate on you, you'll die because you got to have surgery. I said, you're up against it, aren't you? Yeah, he said, I am. Ain't no way out for you, is it? No. He said, it's the end of the line. I said, there's just one hope. There's just one, but it works. And you can have it. You mean it? I said, yeah, I mean it. And his name's Jesus. He's a sea walker. He's a blind man healer. Don't worry about nothing. He's bored your griefs. He's borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. Amen? He was afflicted, tormented, pardon. And by your stripes, by his stripes, you are healed. We're going to preach on two words. And I've preached them before, and every preacher that's ever preached has preached them before. Nothing new, and it probably won't excite you, and don't blame me if you don't get excited. That's all right. Listened to them on preaching on the tape, and I said I wouldn't have said amen to it myself. Amen. I told you the other night I preached on importunity. Joeville in California, and anybody can tell if you listen to the word importunity, it means importance. You can hear it in the word, importunity. I preach on how important that widow woman was. And I preached a whole message on God knowing the Holy Ghost had, and I'd have backslid over it. But just a big old boy preacher, and don't do no better now, hardly, but went to eat with the deacon in a night or two, and the deacon said, "Brother, more importunity means persistence." I was listening. Importunity means persistence. It was because she kept rattling the door. Wasn't important at all. It's like old David's old two dog long, half dog high he's got over here. Barked all night, David went out and whooped it good. If that don't work, turn the water hose on them. That's what the hound boys do over in Oklahoma. The old hounds bawl all night to turn the water hose on them. That'll make them stop it. But you know what? Sometimes we want God to help us and we want the Lord to move for us. And it's not because of how important it is. It's just because it just keeps knocking. Like Daddy, when he ran out of gas over in Oklahoma, about dark, had the old Model A Ford, old 31 Model A, running in front of an old-time store where he just pumped the gas up in the old pump, and the lights turned out, and the folks lived in the back of it. Daddy knocked and hollered, and they didn't do nothing. He said, "I'm out of gas out here." Said, "I ain't no robber." Said, "I need gas." Knock, knock, knock. They wouldn't do nothing. He went down the side of the house, and you had to know Roy Moore. He vibrated that old wood house from one end to the other, beating on the side of that house. He beat on that house and went around that house and beat on that house till he was like David Horton was. He'd come out of bed. That old dog had me awake too. He was singing the tune, wasn't he? Oh, glory. Finally, that old boy stuck his head out and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Get out here and get me some gas." He said, "I'll pay you for it. I got to have gas. I got my family with me." Just keep on knocking and shaking on the door. Just keep on knocking. 47 years I've knocked. 47 years the devil said, "You can't." I said, "I can." 47 years he said, "The church's going down. Not the one I belong to, it's going up." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He told me 46 years ago at least, said, "That's all of it. You're out of it. It's over." It may be for you, but it ain't for me. Going on. All right, we're going to talk on two words Jesus saved. Hebrews 7:19, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did." That's what we needed. "By the which we draw nigh unto God, and inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, 'The Lord swear and will not repent.' Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." And now, I'm not a smart man, and don't say it to be smart, but I never have understood folks getting all bottlenecked over Melchizedek. They just try to make such an issue. I didn't have a mother or father or beginning of days or end of years. Well, it's talking about a priesthood here. It was ordained over there. And it wasn't started with Aaron. It was a spiritual priesthood. That's what I'm part of.
Come on now.
See,
come on.
You talk about a foot out of joint. I got out in California to preach, and an old boy said, "As a church of God church, they've opened doors to, God's opened doors to me everywhere." And said, "Why don't you come in with us, Brother Moore?" I said, "I'm an active member." "Oh," he said, "I didn't know it." "Oh, yes," I said, "I've been an active member for years." "Well," he said, "I'm so glad to know it." "Well," I said, "that's the way it is." And he said, "Well, when did you come in?" I said, "I was born into it." That's that Melchizedek entrance there. A priest forever after the order that was before anybody's orders. Born in eternity. born at the feet of God, ordained of the Lord. You want to watch a fellow come through the door, don't belong to you. You better watch him. He may be sent from God. Amen. He said, well, Brother Moore, I thought, I'm talking about our movement. Oh, I said, you mean the pencil movement? He was a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Huh? You can be ordained of God and sent from God and not be sent by any man or ordained of any church. And be just as much in order to be there and preach and do what God tells you as anyone else under heaven is. The state superintendent with the Pentecost Holiness Church over the western slope in Colorado for 25 years opened every church he had to me. Opened every church he had to me. Never asked me to join while he lived. And he's gone to God's heaven now. Never did ask me to join. Opened every church he had to me. And said, what am I going to do with these preachers, Brother Morris? Got them TV sets sitting back in there. And got worldly on me. Said, him superintendent said, what am I going to do with oil? So we've had him on the carpet 3 or 4 times. Big enough to buy us now. That's before we quit him. What are we going to do? He asked me them questions. The last church he built, he never even took an organization. Him, the superintendent. Last church he built, he never did take it in the organization. I may be out of order, boys. I never know when I am. I want to preach on 2 words this morning. I'll tell you one thing. Go anywhere you want to go. Talk to anybody you want to, but there ain't but one Savior. I appreciate good singing. I love that dancing in the Spirit. I go for every bit of it. I want to tell you one thing. If there ain't nobody dancing or shouting, if there ain't nobody singing those specials, the prime purpose of Jesus coming is to save. Save yonder in the mine with that 38-inch and 42-inch opening now. And 4 miles back under yonder in the dark, save a man. No revival there, just the power of Jesus Christ to save. He's a savior. He is a savior. I beg your pardon, sir. You may have folks around you know something about everything, but there's just one name whereby men must be saved. Amen. Just one. Here he is, and we're reading about it. We're going to read a little more. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, same today as he was when Grandpa was a boy. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. We've got boys carrying Bibles in Oklahoma. Folks couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. They said he couldn't have done it. Not that thing. Not that thing. Left his wife and children like he did. Mean as a snake. Come in and out and beat her. Whip her. Do her like he done. Don't tell me he's preaching. Jesus saves. Yesterday a fellow told me. He's talking to a lawyer. And he said, listen, I can't deal with you now. We're in a camp meeting. I'll talk to you later. He said, let me tell you. He said, I got saved, I believe about 4 months ago. Something like that. I got saved. Jesus saves. Old crooked lawyer. He's able to save an old crooked lawyer. Amen. Willie was a Cherokee. Who was that last night? I told about that fellow. Opportunity of a lifetime. Surrounded with them Cherokees. World's greatest light cavalry. That's what they were. Did you know what? That old Cherokee down home went to meeting. They don't hardly grin. Just look like you got to pay them to grin nearly. They just got a fixed countenance like Geronimo had. And went to meeting. Jesus came, looked the Indian over. I'll save him. There may be no one else think anything of him. There was a day when what we said of the Indian in America was the only good Indian, a dead Indian. But I'll save him. I'll save him. I'll save him. There ain't nobody do like Jesus will. Walk down yonder in that lonely cell where that man's to die and save that fellow before they fry his hide in that chair. And he ought to be killed, look like, for what he done. But Jesus will save him. I ain't nothing like it. That Cherokee went to pray, and God saved him. He went back home and said, Mama, Jesus saved Willie. Mama, poor blood Cherokee, couldn't hardly talk no English. She's as bad as Wolf was when his boy come to my church. Wolf was a full blood. He went down to the neighbor and said, you helping me catch him his stock? Well, yes, Wolf, he said, he scattered on me in the draw. How many did you have? He said, one. He said, you hoop him, me head him, you holler me catch him. That's the kind of Indian the Lord saved that night. Come all the way from heaven, left the best he could have ever had, slept on a hillside where the pile of leaves were a pillar. He'd come for one purpose. Why'd he hear? Thing is special. You do that. He'll take care of that saving. Amen. Why'd he hear? Seeking the lost. Amen. You pay tithes, he ain't looking for tithe payers. He looking for lost souls. We looking for tithe payers. Huh?
Yeah.
Savior, I'm talking about a savior. Savior, a stinking this thing, smell like he's been pickled, been drunk so long. Yeah, I've come up amongst them drunks. I used to work with Sammy Coots bootleg the way out of where I work. I come back the same men bumping dice next morning. I've left the glass of wine, the police on the road, and men are fighting. But Jesus saves.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Jesus saves. Willie's mama said, Jesus saved Willie. Jesus saved mama. She wouldn't try to pray through English, she couldn't. But since God talked Cherokee fluently, she prayed through in Cherokee. She said, son, me no pray through English, me pray through Cherokee.
Yeah.
You got to answer Cherokee prayer, you know it? You didn't come from Sand Gap, did you? Sand Gap, Kentucky? Frank and them did, didn't they? Frank Pennington, didn't they come from all that? Packed pistols on the belly. Like Bean said, he got saved and carried a 38 along, had a cold spot on the belly for 2 years after he got saved.
Yeah.
Mean as a snake. Mean as a snake. Robbed their own brother. Steal from their own mother. Robbed from their own daddy. Jesus will save them. He'll save them. You look like you wasn't born saved yourself. Don't tell what you was before you got here. Jesus saves. He's a priest forever. He don't ever change.
Amen. Right.
People
Amen.
Change like the wind does.
Yes, sir.
People change politics.
Yes, sir.
Flip from one thing to another. He don't flip to nothing else. He's right when he got here. And he's still the only Savior in town.
Amen.
You got a case you can't handle? You don't know what to do with it? Put it in his hand.
Yeah.
He knows what to do with it.
Yeah.
He'll put a cursor to singing Amazing Grace in 30 minutes. He'll put a woman that cussed by accident on purpose, some women do. He'll put them to singing Christian song less than 30 minutes. He's saved. All right, we're going on with it. I've got a lot further to go than I thought I did. I may have preached on part of John's time. He's able to save to the uttermost. Great God, he can do it. For such a high priest became us who is holy, harmless. Ain't no harmful bone in him. Undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. Thank God I ought to preach on higher than the highest, I guess. But he is. He's higher than the highest. Let's look at him a little further. Let's go over here to the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. Book of Acts, the fourth chapter. We're talking about Jesus saved this morning. I would like to help you while I'm here. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand before you whole. This is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now if you're there this morning and you're unsaved or you're backslid, I'm telling you, Jesus saves. Now, I never was sent to preach very much about who committed sin against the Holy Ghost. I'm so loaded down with the good news that Jesus saves. Till everywhere I go, I hammer that theme, Jesus saves. I've had people pray, say, I can't be saved. I say, don't believe a word of it. Jesus saves. I don't believe that. I wasn't sent to make altar calls for people there was no hope for. I was not sent to make altar calls for people there was no hope for. I was sent to make altar calls for people that could be saved. Now, he knows how to do that. I don't know how to work that. I've had folks ask me questions I couldn't answer. I've had folks try to straighten out their lives before they got saved. I don't see how you can. Some people told me he won't save certain people. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that even. Is that you, Lawrence? When did you get here? I didn't know you was here. I wouldn't act a bit different than acting, but I just glad you're here. Lawrence Butler, we're glad to have you. Jesus saves. Look at Lawrence. Just look at a thing like that, raised in religion. One who had been bitter and turned against it, all he knows. But before Jesus is a Savior, he says, preacher's boss. Yeah. Says, preacher's boss. You know why some folks can't get religion? They know too much about it, Ben. And that's all they spent their life doing, trying to find out all about it. They say, that's the biggest hypocrite sitting over yonder. Well, you're going to be hung up on that hypocrite. All the time we're going to shout, and God's going to bless, you're going to be hung up on that hypocrite. Amen. I'd get in the church, but so-and-so. Well, bless my heart, if I'd unload on you all, it sank all your boats nearly. I know enough about church trouble to choke all of you. Glory to God. Amen? You want to hear some of it? Well, all right, I had a church. The church secretary stole money out of the treasure all the time. And I noticed things wasn't looking just right, and they made up an orphan one night and said, that ain't enough to pay the bills. I hadn't had it long. I said, what do you mean ain't enough to pay the bills? What's in the treasury? We just had a church meeting right then. I'm aside, I know it. Said, we don't have nothing, Brother Moore. The secretary said, it's busted. I said, hold it. I've been in bookwork a little bit. I've been in business, been a Green Lot Auto Store manager and things like that. I said, you mean that the treasury broke out 11 cents or 17 cents? No, it just broke out 000. Smelled a mouse. I said, oh, it had 3 cents left in it. Or 2 cents. Or 27 cents. Pressure got tightening up. Jesus saves. Save that old tight wad that won't hardly support the church. He'll save that old thing and stole out of the church treasure. Finally got it confessed. Yes, said, I've been tapping it for years. How much you owe it? I don't know. He began to break, and I began to break, and the power went to moving us. Jesus said, I'll save him. I said, if you'll save him, I'm out of it. We'll forgive him if you'll save him. He said, I'll save him. Well, hello here, son. I didn't know you was here. I can't hardly see that. I've been sick for 6 months. But you know what? God's helped me. I come home, I could stand up 15 minutes, have to go lay down. I've been up an hour every day and ain't hardly said nothing but a talk for an hour every day. I keep thinking I'll say something, Lawrence, before it's over. Jimmy, he said, I'll save him. I said, we'll forgive him if you'll save him. So we forgive him. And God saved him. And he kept coming to church. I was good to him. Because that's where you're supposed to be. If you're saved, you ain't supposed to be an old cranky thing. Can't hardly get along with yourself or nobody else. If you're saved, Jesus saves. There ain't nothing like it. Come in the deadest church that ever was. Bill Westlinger was a big old boy. Never did marry. He lived to be about 36. And you could see his stomach between the buttons on his shirt. He didn't know how to buy a shirt. Didn't have a woman to help him buy nothing. But he's a good man. He lived good. Pharaoh Esslinger. I never go by the little grave over at Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, but Pharaoh's buried there, and when I go by, he's laying in there. His body's laying there. He ain't there. His body's laying there. I think of the old song, I was walking one day by a lonely graveyard when a voice from the tomb seemed to say, I want to live like you live. Walked and a talk like you talk, but from earth I was soon called away. That's Pharaoh. Come to my church, preach for me. Went to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, had 4 in Sunday school. He said, God sent me to hold a revival, the only revival ever helped in his life. Well, they say we can't lose, ain't nobody left. The 2 main bosses is all that's left. Pharaoh started. Couldn't play a guitar. The very idea of trying to have revival, you can't even play a guitar. Can't even play the piano. You can't have revival without a piano. Yeah, you can. Without a piano. Because Jesus saves. Piano don't save. Singing don't save. I beg your pardon, sir, if you've got saved under some of these long, hard, necklace-wearing, ear-bob-wearing, Men are saying you ain't got saved yet. Of all the imitations and the put on for the power of God to redeem and save them, there's just one name that men are saved under. Be saved under the lamp post and it pouring down rain beside the road. Because he's a Savior. It ain't hooked on to my special songbook. He's the Savior. He walks the highest mountain. Thank God when the night you in it, ain't you? You're 70-something. You're with me. I tell you, you're an old time. Save a miner back under that black mine. He's a Savior. I'm preaching on Jesus saved. Hallelujah. Bless my heart. God is able to do it. He don't have to have me or you or anybody else to save men. Get people right with God. Get them saved. You can have salvation if you want it. It's free. Somebody said, you better get in line. Get raw, forget it. Somebody come down here at the... Why, one woman over Norman had one side of her head shaved and the other growed out and dyed purple. Save that thing. Save that thing.
Come on.
Well, I'd sure hate to go to the altar in a shape like that. That's where they need to be, at the altar. I went to a place a while back. I've got so many stories along with my message, I can't hardly preach my message. I went to a place a while back to preach, an old boy sitting there, big old bushy-faced boy sitting there. I'm telling you, he's liking what's going on. I come right here years ago when we had the meeting in the other building, down yonder many years ago, and there's an old boy come up, had a big face on him. He was right in this meeting. He got up on that platform, he looked around, he felt the power of God. He felt the saving grace of Jesus Christ there. It made him feel good. He forgot about his beard to John. He thought he'd one of us for a little bit. I noticed him look at everybody. I just thought I liked that. He could feel that. He lasted about 3 days and his beard come off. I don't think nobody ever said nothing to him about his beard. Jesus saves. Lord, I've heard about this man. Go down on the street called Straight. Saul of Tarsus is praying. I've heard about him, Lord. I've got the news on him. Grapevine come to me. I've heard of him. He's been a bad man, Lord. Didn't you know it, Lord? He's been rough stuff. He's been arresting the saints and tearing the prayer meetings up. That's who he is, Lord. I've heard of him. He's the chosen vessel unto me. He'll bear my name. I'll use him all over the whole country. He'll preach to people by the thousand. Yes. He'll get churches established and people saved. Yes. Jesus saves. Last night, thou come to me. Thou come to me last night. In this building while I was here, he said, I'd like to be there. Oh, he said, I'd like to be there. Yeah. Well, he'll get back. Jesus saves. If he killed all the crooks, he's going to have to kill the president's son. Who in the world made us believe such a lie that our government could insure every account for $100,000 anyway? You know whose money that is, don't you? Well, how in the world can you guarantee everybody's account for $100,000? Millions of people here. God kills all the liars, he's going to have to kill the president's son. He may wipe you of us out, Lord. He saves. If you've been a liar, you better quit your lying. If you've been a liar, you better quit your lying. If you've been a liar, you better quit your lying. You'll reap whatever you sow, but it's save a liar, son. Save a liar. A liar wants to be saved, you save a stand right up there. You're right. If a liar wants to be saved, you save one of them. You didn't quit your lying. Aren't you glad he's a Savior? I've heard about him, Lord. I've heard about them Houstons. Some bad people amongst them. There's been some bad stories told on them, Lord. If you're about letting them in the church, don't ever let them be a song leader or a preacher, choir director, or nothing. They tear you up. And here comes this old boy along. His daddy just jumped like a frog. shouting this man. I'd rather see him shouting than anybody ever seen him shouting.
That's right.
I said, if God didn't bless this boy's daddy shout like he does, Joe Bill tears his backbone out. But I never seen him shouting. I enjoy it anymore than Joe Bill. What do you think he'd bring in Houston? He's a savior.
Praise God.
Jesus.
Isn't it was my uncle that's riding through the trees, and the old sheriff had his pistol, said, Slim, I'll kill you. He had found his still, and Slim was running. Said, I'll shoot you down, Slim, if you don't stop. Slim kept running. Sheriff said, I can outrun you. Ran his pistol in his belt and called old Leonard, and they both died of laughing, hauled him to jail. Jesus said, I've got a lot of things in the Bible I want to read about here on this, but I ain't going to get to it. But I just want you to know here, save little boys. I was in a meeting where a little girl just about 3 or 4 years old got a hold of my coattail. Just a little bit of one. Could talk and said, Brother Moore, I want to be saved. Well, I said, you're saved as an angel is right now. And the Lord rebuked me. And the Lord rebuked me. Said, you pray for her to get saved. I knelt on the platform, wept like a baby. I couldn't keep from it. Oh, that little old doll stood beside me. And she didn't pray 3 words. She said, Jesus, save me. Well, he come to seek and save. That's what was lost. He didn't come to write a book or build a house. Didn't even buy no stock. Didn't have no stock. I wrote a song one time, forgot it. I wrote one on I Am. You mentioned I Am last night. I want to get up and sing it first. But I am what I am. I am what I will be. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee. That'll do, won't it? You think about a song, that's the way it is. Go down into Egypt land and say, I am sent me. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee. Wish I had the copy of that. I wrote 3 or 4 verses to that. But God never changes. He's just the same. Amen. He don't give account to nobody. He don't ask no apologies, no committees. He does his own work. He owns the world. He owns everything in it. And he sent his son to do one thing. To be hungry. Eat his breakfast off a fig tree. Sleep in another man's place. I wrote a little song about that. That little donkey that he rode. At the end of the village, you'll find a little donkey tied. Loose him. Bring him unto me. If any man say, what do ye loosing your colt? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. That'll settle that matter. Call up on that unbroke, unrode animal and rode him to town. Acts 4:10. There's no salvation in any other. It's just one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can't get saved, nobody else. Call anybody else's name all you want to. Go down and confess your sins to whoever you want to. I'd be careful who I confess mine to. And there was God's will for you to tell all your sins to everybody else.
Come on now.
Ain't a bit of sense in the world. You boy, trifle on your wife and not live right. Do wrong. She don't know nothing about it. You come down here and pray through and Jesus save you. And you go back and dump all that load on her. Now you listen to the old counselor, will you? 47 years of it. I'm going to lay mine on the line.
Put it out there.
There was God's will for you to get up and tell the church everything you've done. And sometimes it ain't even God's will for you to tell your wife everything you've done. Why saddle her with that? Why cause her to have to live the grief of what you've done and confess? Confess it to God and let Jesus save you. Straighten your act up. Sure, tell her you missed it. You haven't done right. And God saved you. Leave it lay there. Dig that old dead horse up. Brother Moore, I don't agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. I'll be just as good a friend to you, and you can buy me a hamburger just like you was aiming to. It won't make no difference. But Jesus saves. I didn't tell you you justified evil, but you can't make a move till you get him to help you. He saves.
That's right.
Let him in on your case. See what he'll do with it. Help you with this morning. I felt like somebody would be here that needed this morning. I really did. Here in Matthew 18:11, you read this. The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be going astray? Doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains, seeketh that which is going astray? And the one One writer said, till he finds it, when he finds it, he lays it on his shoulder. Brings it on back. I've been in churches where I noticed the pastor was especially attached to some young man, some young person, some older person. And I looked them over and I said, they don't look like they're that much holiness as far as looking at them. But you know what I found out? They're just a babe in Christ. They've just been saved. And he was protecting that and carrying that, being careful with that. You're more mature than most men your age, son. I can tell by looking at you. You're carrying a few things folks don't know, but the Lord will help you. You're going to get help. God's going to help you. Jesus saves. If you want to put a grandpa's chin to shaking, you just let grandson get saved and say, Papa, Jesus saved me. It's changed many a grandpa. He said, I'll go to church with himself. Couldn't get him to make a move till grandson got saved. He said, Papa, go to church with me. Well, what could he say? What could he say? You want to tear grandma up right? You get one of the little granddaughters saved, call up grandma's lap and say, now, no, aren't you going to pray with me? That'll tear him up. My little granddaughter used to go and eat in a cafe, the strangest place in the world, never been there. And she'd sit down to eat and look around the folks. Praying was such a way of life with her. She'd look over some little child sitting and say, pray. You could pray over food, she'd tell all of them, pray.
Come on.
Have you been in so long you forgot how you was the night they found you? Jesus saved you. Have you been in so long you think you ought to all act like you act? You ain't always acted like you act. I said, job, J-O-B was job. I first got in, I said, job. I said, Psalms. Starts with a P there. I thought you were supposed to pronounce it, Psalms. I didn't know nothing. Amen, nothing. I just got saved. Just got saved. I sell in 10, 20, 30, and 40 weight oil out of the same drill from 10 to 30 cents a quart. I was lost. You drive in and say you got 30 weight bulk oil. I said, 30 weight, yeah, right here in this drum. I said, how much is it, 25 cents a quart? You come in and say you got any 10 cent oil. I said, it's mighty cheap. But I got some right here in this drum, 10 cents a quart. I paid 18 cents a gallon. That's crooked, wasn't it? Jesus got it when I got saved. I got saved. He said, no more of that. No more of that. Don't you tell that boss's wife he went that way when he went this way. No more. I said, Pete, I guess I'll have to quit working for you because I've got saved. Couldn't hardly say it. It's hard to say it. Couldn't hardly say it, but I finally got grace. I was shaking when I told him. But I said, Pete, I've got saved and I can't lie for you no more. I guess I have to quit. I let give my job up my heart. I said, I'll quit, but I can't lie for you no more. I've got saved. He said, stay with it, Shetland. They call me Shetland. I said, stay with it, Shetland. Stay with it. Never even talk about farming. I done give it up. I thought it's hard. Devil tell you, if you get saved, it'll ruin you. It'll do everything but ruin you. He's already sending word out to the Holiness Church and has for years. When you get any more of them good Holiness girls, it's old enough to make a teller send them over here. They're honest. Amen. I'm preaching on Jesus saving. I ain't got time to do it. I'm just getting the preliminaries to my message here right now. I'm going to sing about this in John 4. I'm going to have to hurry. I'm going to have to leave a bunch out. I thought I had a short message, but I see it's too much talking going on in between the points. King Jesus was walking through the land. On his way he got weary. With his disciples, the gospel band, they stopped at the well of Samaria. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. On the well, the Lord sat down. His disciples went, they left him. A woman from Samaria town, a drink he did request of her. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Why do you ask a drink of me with an evasive feeling? You know by law the Samaritans and Jews have no dealings. Let me stop and say, can you break it down? He put folks to talk and won't talk to each other. He put folks to come and see each other. would come see each other. Amen. Otis Davis out of Moonshine, OK, Oklahoma. Otis is 300 pounds. And he is almighty, he's all man. Chewed his mule's ear nearly completely off. That's how high tempered he was. Mule didn't mind him, couldn't get it to plow like he wanted. Just fell on it like a mad dog, like chewed the ear from off of it. The old boy stopped him because he didn't like the way he was driving. He wished he'd never stopped Otis. Otis tied the car door off when they were coming out of there. Just like a beast. He come out of there on that man like a mad dog. That old boy wished he'd never seen Otis Davis. Otis is riding through the trees when the sheriff's shooting at him. He's shooting on each side. Otis said, Otis, I'll kill you if you don't stop. Otis didn't stop. He hid from the law. Come in about daybreak one morning. He heard somebody in the front room of the house. It was Mama, Tommy. Mama said, God, I don't know where Otis is. But wherever Otis is, save him. Otis was standing out listening to her. Went in the house and got saved. You don't have to have a special thing to get saved. You know that, right? You don't have to have no special talented people. We're going to get the most talented quartet that there is. They know to stop and rest at all the bird's eyes. And they know all about music. They know just when I went to sing and I quit going to them. I'm too unsanctified to go to singing hardly. I mean, them kind. It got up and sung, you're walking on the back side of me, and I said, I'm walking on the bottom side of my feet myself, and out I go. I have no special singing. It's Otis's mama. She's praying and Jesus walking in the woods. Walks the back at us and walks the woods. He said, Otis, give me your heart. Otis prayed too. Went into town, went to the sheriff's office. When he walked in, the sheriff went for his gun. Otis is bad. Bad stuff. Otis said, what are you doing in here? Said, come to give up. Come to give up. Said, what's the matter with you, Otis? You been messing around religion? Yes, sir. Said, have. He says, stay with it, Otis. All charges are dismissed. Ain't no record on you here. We're doing with the record. I wish I could shout. I'd shout. Otis made a preacher man. I was saved in his church. Otis Davis, I buried him just a few years ago. Buried him a pastor. They requested that I bury him. Richard McDaniel and I were both saved under him. And several preachers come out of mine, Otis Davis. Only man that ever hugged me before I ever got saved. I mean a stranger. I mean nobody had ever. But I prayed. It took me 3 nights to get saved. I prayed in my old cowboy boots till I just stood up on the front. It's cheap. I stayed on my knees so long when I go down the street, you see, stand an inch and a half up off the pavement walk.
Come on now.
I had to make more than just a little simple decision. I had to sling snot and sling tears till the tears run off the earlobe when I put my head back. Been mean as a snake. Took a lot of praying for me to believe God saved such a thing like me. But he finally saved me on Old East G Street in Oklahoma City, 29th Street, Southeast 29th. Third night, I finally prayed to an old Otis reached across the altar and grabbed me and hugged me and slapped me in the back and knocked the breath out of me. I mean, he is a big man. Thank God, boy, he said you found it, didn't you? You know, I just enjoyed that so well. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Boy, listen, I don't know who you are. There may not be a backslider here, but mother, if you got an old boy, so mean you think you never will be saved, Jesus can save that thing. I mean, he can save that thing. Amen. I prayed for some fellas that's kind of scary, all right. I know it, but he saved them. No one else does. The only soul saver. Go to the doctor, have him check you out. Everything about you. When you get through, say, Doc, would you save me while I'm here? Would you what? Would you save me while I'm here? Listen, I've studied the human body for years. I know all about it. I'm a great doctor. I'm a great physician. But you ask me to do something I can't do. I can't save your soul. Doctors got in a sense knows there's something else besides this body. And boys down home, this doctor's a friend of mine, some of them, were ready to tell you, yes, sir, L.D. One of them said, L.D., you save the souls and I'll save their bodies. That's what he told me, Dr. McCullough. Great surgeon. Said, you save the souls, not save the body. Doctor can't save. He'll tell you, go get your preacher. Down home, I won't lay with high blood. Had it for days and days, done everything, the world break down, couldn't bring it down. Old preacher man come down the hall, walked in the room. What's Matthew says? Said, I got high blood, said, pray for him, God help. Prayed for him, the blood went down. Doctor come by in 15 minutes. Walked in there and checked out, said, hold it, who's been here? Ain't nothing worked on this woman. Said, we ain't had nothing work on her. Said, her blood's normal. Who's been here? Well, see, ain't been nowhere. An old preacher man walked in here. Prayed with her, said, that's it. Just one Savior. Talk about getting somebody saved, you better send for Jesus. Ask a lawyer, plead your case everywhere in the world, can't do nothing for you. Jesus saved you. Mother can't save you. Father, brother, sister, president, school teacher, the young or old can't save you. But there's still a Savior, and he ever liveth to make intercession for us.
Amen.
This morning, from Virginia, you can call, and he'll say, Father, have mercy.
Amen.
Father won't turn that down. He won't turn that down.
No.
He won't turn that down. Not when Jesus says, grant him mercy, my Father. Here's my nail scarred hand. Here's a scar on my side. I died for him, that you might be saved. You got somebody you want to pray for this morning that's unsaved? You got a girl, a boy, husband, a wife, somebody you want to pray for this morning? He's able to save them. It has nothing to do with the time. It has nothing to do with the time. He ever lives. He's always a Savior. It don't have nothing to do with the time. Such a wicked time we can't get saved. It got nothing to do with you getting saved. You want to get saved, he'll save you if you'll come. You read about that sick sinner in the ninth chapter of Matthew in the first verse. A sick sinner. I used to say he had the palsy, but B says it's a palsy. I just say palsy for her sake. I still think it's palsy, but she says it's palsy. So for her sake, to show her I'm coming up with my English, I say palsy. She told me, B told me it was a palsy. He was sick and they tore the roof off to get him in. Everybody was interested in the meeting, wasn't he? Ah, then he just going in, won't be no worse said. Many folks as is there, I ain't even going in the door. They wasn't like that. They couldn't get in the door, they come through the roof. Why don't you try to get in, huh? Seems like there's always room for a fellow who really wants to get in. Amen. Amen. Seems like there. Well, they finally got the board out in front of them. Jesus seen there's something else wrong with him, worse than his sickness. And he said, son, be of good cheer, thy sins will be forgiven thee. Tell him all you done. Oh, no. I'm taking care of all that you're thinking right now, son. It's all forgiven. You don't mean it. You don't mean it. It's all, yes, it's wiped out. It's forgiven. And somebody standing there said, why, who is he to forgive sin? He said that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. He said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed and walk. Got right up, folded the bed up. He done like White House did over that Kellyville, Roy. You knew him.
You knew him well.
White House had got saved, his meanest thing in the whole country. He's the one that drove up to the old boy that had a flat. And he said, you like fixed flats? Oh, he said, not too bad. Well, I'll give you a few more. Then took his 38 and shot the other three down. That's mean, wasn't it? Well, that's White House. That's White House. Well, White House got saved. Jesus saved them kind of outlaws. Seemed like he just delights in saving them kind of outlaws. He got saved, they got sick. And they come down to the house to pray for him so he'd get healed and go to church. And he got healed. Jumped in his car and went up the road breaking the speed limit. Trying to catch the saints. After they left, he jumped in his clothes and I'm healed. And the law stopped him. Highway patrol flagged him down. Said, where do you think you're going? Said, the church. Man, he said, have you ever been healed by the power of God? No, no. Said, don't reckon I ever heard of it. He said, I just got healed, man. So I was down there in the bed sick and them people, the saints come, prayed for me, and now I'm healed and I'm going to church. Well, he said, take it just a little slower, will you, buddy? Just a little bit slower and go right on, he said. He's as dumbfounded as that police was when that old kissing preacher down there in Georgia, they stopped him for speeding, And he kissed everybody, and he got out and said, "Well, honey, what in the world did I do?" "Well," said, "you speed." And he grabbed him and hugged him and kissed him, said, "Well, I didn't mean to." Got in his car and left, and said he looked back, the patrol was standing there. That happened. I'm telling you what I know happened. I know when that patrol got home that night and said to his wife, "You ain't going to believe what happened today." I'm telling you like it is, son. You ain't never seen nothing like me. Jesus saved. I want to close down so you can go eat. I just didn't. Don't say I didn't preach good, Lawrence. I didn't get started. That's how I get started. Aren't your daddy saved you? I hate to tell. Listen, is it your looks that makes you think the Lord won't help you? Is it your personality that makes you think that you'd never work in the church? Can you feature a fella that's ignorant as a hog with buck teeth trying to make a preacher? I pastored church a while, a little four-year-old sucked her thumb, and her mama, she said to mama right in front of me, "Mama, I better quit sucking my thumb. I'm going to have buck teeth like Brother Moore." I said, "Mama, you've been talking. Aren't you glad he saved you?" I'll tell you, John, it's a miracle he ever saved any of the Moors. It wasn't no good. It wasn't no good. Why, my old uncle sold a man's calves and told him to die. Worked for a fellow in the farm, set his hog and tell him he died. Had to get rid of him, he died. Fell uptown on a big store and had a bunch of stock, and he just sell off what he owned and didn't tell him he died. That's crooked, ain't it? Didn't even have a trailer to haul the hogs in and put them behind the front seat of the car and just wrestle them in there and haul them to town. That's my old kinfolk. Sell you a bad horse, put you with a good one. Went down to the grocery store and told the man down he had a wonderful horse. Then he said, "Well, I'll trade you out of it, Slim." He traded it to him, seen him 3 weeks, said, "That outlaw you sold me, ain't nobody can ride it, do nothing with it. He thinks get up means go like lightning. He thinks woe means go like lightning." Said anything working to that wild horse. Old Leonard just said, "Wah, ha, 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 ha." But the old grocery man, smart as he was, about 6 months, said, "Leonard got a good horse." "Oh, that's how." "Where's that?" he told him. "Trade it to him." 4 or 5 days, Leonard come back in. They both laughed together. He said, "Wild out there, wasn't he?" "Yeah. You're like one you let me have." That's the kind of folks I have. I never had no background. Somebody said, "Study the background. Don't look my background over much. Ain't nothing to it. Jesus saved me. You see, I need to be saved." Now, I'm not trying to be smart now, but sometimes parents drill their children real good on what's their background. Well, if we get too tight with that, we're going to cut some folks out that Jesus wants to save. And if you're going to hold against them what Grandpa did, you're going to hold it against the grandson, against the children, like their background wasn't no good, then what are you doing to the experience that God gave them and held? I think we need to start where that starts. If Jesus saves them, we'll start from there. Start from there. I've seen some of the best children come out of the wildest outlaw bunches you ever seen. But Jesus saved. Jesus saved. This sick sinner got healed. You read about the seven devil woman. I believe I met some of her kinfolks in a certain place. But this old seven devil girl here, and seven devil girl in Luke 8, 1 and 2, Jesus cast seven devils out of her. I thought to just one, she had seven of them. Bad stuff. You want to get saved this morning? You want to come down here and pray for your old mean boy? 1 Timothy 1:15, he saved the chief of sinners. Wickedest, wildest man that ever was, in his own opinion. He said, "Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." What did you do? What did you do? Why are you outside if you are? Are you backslid? Why? What's holding you out? Did you kill the president? I mean, have you shot the school superintendent down? What in the world mean kind of a trick did you do that Jesus won't save you? He saves people, the wickedest people that ever was. He saves them. Don't worry about committing sin against the Holy Ghost. We ain't worried about that this morning. I'm telling you that he saves. You say you prayed and he wouldn't save you? I don't believe that. I don't believe that. He will save you. He came for that purpose. That's the only reason he came. And don't tell me if you pray to him, he won't do it. I don't believe that. I pray to people, say, well, I prayed and he won't save me. I don't believe that. I believe he will save you. You'll let him. He'll say, we're going to stand. We're going to stand right now. And we're all going to pray together. And we're going to pray for sinners in this service tonight. We're going to ask the Lord to save souls. And if you're here this morning while we pray, you're a backslider sinner, will you step out? Be bold about it. I was a sinner. We want to help you. While we all pray together, we're going to ask God to bless the meeting tonight. And if there's a lost soul here, he'll bring them down here. Lord, if there's a backslider here, if there's a sinner here, I don't know. Most of these are religious people. But Lord, there may be a lost soul. Maybe a lost sinner in the building. Maybe a backslider here. Talk to them. Speak to them. Make them know you'll do it if they'll come. Make them know you'll do it if they'll come.